means time to say hello to R.W. Estella. Good morning, R.W.
Hey, good morning, Allison. The Saxons used to call this month Solmonat, Sun Month, because the days had brightened considerably since the solstice a little over a month earlier. Much mythology and folklore are associated with February, a word that derives from the Latin februm, meaning purification, and februare, meaning expiation. Around the middle of the month was Februa, a festival of expiation and of cleansing that occurred on the 15th as an annual ritual undertaken by the Romans before spring. February is on an ironical cusp of sorts climatically, with the lightning even as the weather becomes increasingly bitter. As the day lengthens, so an old saying goes, the cold strengthens. Hence, we often see February traditionally anthropomorphized in illustrations as a hardened old man warming himself at a blazing hearth, or in narratives as a sturdy maiden with a tinge of the red hard winter apple on her hardy cheek. In Welsh, February is known as Imishbach, the little month, because of its having only 28 days in non-leap years. A pivotal month, full of expectation for the new growing season just around the corner, the beginning days of February also figure importantly in the Christian liturgical calendar, commencing on the first with the fourth Sunday after Epiphany and continuing today on the second with Candlemas Day, the popular name for the Feast of the Purification of the Virgin Mary. On this day, purportedly, Jesus presented Mary to the temple. The feast is so named from the custom of the clergy blessing on this day all the candles which will be used in the churches throughout the year. The candles symbolize Christ as the light of the world and a light to lighten the Gentiles. Phrases spoken of the infant Jesus at the time of his presentation to the temple by the aged Simeon, son of Jacob and ancestor to one of the 12 tribes of ancient Israel. By and by, various folksy sayings, prognostic in nature, evolved from the holiday, such as, if Candlemas be fair and bright, winter will have another flight. Or, if Candlemas brings cloud and rain, winter shall not come again. Sentiments such as these quickly became conflated with common superstitions that certain animals can foretell the weather. One blending of this sort is believed to have happened when Roman legions brought the tradition of Candlemas to the Germans, who then linked it to the theory that if the sun appeared on Candlemas Day, a hedgehog would cast a shadow which would foretell the future of the remaining winter weather. A hedgehog, of course, is an insectivorous, nocturnal, hibernating, old-world mammal with spines among its hairs. The New World or American porcupine is incorrectly called a hedgehog, and neither animal became associated with Candlemas Day on the western side of the Atlantic Ocean. Instead, the groundhog did, otherwise known as a woodchuck or whistle pig, because it whistles when frightened or alarmed, or when it initiates courting rituals, like the whistling woodchuck or woodpile whistle pig we had as a guest marmot two springs ago. One day we saw him on top of the woodpile, munching on some fresh leaves of lettuce from our garden a few hops away. Between chomps, he'd whistle a few strong notes, sounding like a robust songbird. Then he'd briefly return to chomping. When either my girlfriend or I would step onto the patio, he'd disappear into one of the multitude of nooks and crannies in the woodpile. Soon we saw clear, telltale signs of his assuming our freshly sprouting late spring garden with his personal and private salad bar. He would still be alarmed and hide when one of us suddenly stepped out onto the garden area, but we didn't intimidate him enough to keep him from making a dash from the woodpile to the garden for a quick snack while one of us was sitting and reading at the patio table. Fortunately for us, after about 2 weeks, he failed to attract a mate and one day abandoned our woodpile for other venues. So we're at the beginning of February, roughly halfway between the winter solstice and the spring equinox, and this morning folks all over North America, in Canada and the U.S., are looking to four-footed honorary meteorologists with names like Scubernocticy Sam, Woody Woodchuck, Balzac Billy, General Beauregard Lee, Ph.D., Buckeye Chuck, French Creek Freddy, and of course the most famous Punxsutawney Phil, to make their predictions. If, after leaving their burrows on this Candlemas Day, these exalted groundhogs see their shadows, they'll return to their burrows, and we'll have 6 more weeks of winter. If, on the other hand, they emerge from their burrows and find overcast skies that cast no shadows, we'll supposedly have an early spring. Although, by the calendar, that spring will also be 6 weeks away. From Orono, Maine,